It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hey, and a very warm welcome and a good evening to the Indian fans out there. I'm Dave Kelp, along with good friend Jeff Vaughn this evening, and Neil Spencer is going to be working the computer for us, and we're going to bring you tonight's boys basketball game between the Fort Recovery Indians and our visitors from Coldwater, the Cavaliers. A couple of 7 and 8 ball clubs going after each other tonight, Jeff, and we got them a little bit in the MAC. We got them one time. We're 3-2. They're 2-3, so we're up on them a little bit. But somebody's going to come out of here with a 500 record, and somebody's going to go home down 2. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's going to happen tonight. But, I think the Indians on you. Look at paper, I'm taking Indians in this one tonight. I know Coldwater's got a lot of good athletes, but, hopefully a little home environment will get the Indians a win tonight.
We certainly need to pick one up, and we had a tough one last week there. We got beat at Fort Laramie on Saturday night. Harold and I had the privilege to go down and do that ball game, and it was a game that, that wasn't the normal Fort Laramie ball club that just was awesome. We had a chance to beat those guys, and we couldn't finish that ball game, and it was a bummer. We came home, we're thinking, dang it, we could have won that ball game, So the Indians need to get back on the winning side of it tonight and hopefully come out of here with a W and move to 4-2 in the MAC. But before I go any further, I got to tell you something.
All right.
So today I'm over in Coldwater, and I had lunch at Southside. All right?
All right.
Sitting there, and a guy from Coldwater says, he said, what's the name of the assistant coach over there at Fort Recovery and the girls? And I said, Jeff Vaughn, he said, yeah, he sang the national anthem last night. And I said, wait a minute. I said, Jeff Vaughn sang the national anthem. I said, didn't we play it at Coldwater? He goes, yeah. I said, Jeff Vaughn sang the national anthem at Coldwater Gymnasium. And then the lady said, no, I think it was his daughter.
Yeah, it was actually my daughter. I did assist her a little bit there.
Did you help her out?
She was really nervous, and she said, Dad, you got to sing the words with me so I don't forget it. So she did a heck of a job, and it was pretty proud.
How cool was that?
It was a pretty cool moment. The girls have been trying to get her to sing it for our own home games, and she won't do it. She said, because I want to focus on the game and not worry about screwing up. So, it was kind of one of those spur-of-the-moment things, and the crowd started chanting Allie.
Well, it had to be cool as can be, huh?
It was a really neat experience.
And Coldwater's fans were absolutely beside themselves how well they received that shit.
Well,
they
loved awesome.
That. And I don't know if you follow Twitter much, but Tyler Sagerson, that works with Channel 35, put it out on Twitter and Facebook, and it had like 4,700 views or something. So
that is freaking
it was
awesome.
A cool moment.
Yeah, that's something you'll never forget. You'll never forget.
No doubt.
Very awesome story. We'll hit some more of that here after a bit. Spencey wants to take a quick break.
Yeah, we got to get to
we'll be back in a bit.
Got to get to the coach's interview here. Wayne Street Market has the price and selection you're looking for to make your grocery shopping easy and affordable. Here are some of their great specials through February 4th. Their No Limit Meat Sale continues with great prices, including T-bones for just $5.99 a pound and lots more. In their deli, Eckrich Bologna, sliced to order, is just $2.99 a pound. In their freezer, all varieties of banquet pot pies are 5 for $5. And if your family is getting together for the big game, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters. Chips, dips, beverages, cold meat, and don't forget about their party trays, veggie trays, sandwich and sub trays, and of course their meat and cheese trays. Please call 48 hours ahead. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 7 p.m. each night during the winter, and they'll be closed all day on Sundays, and their deli will close at 6 p.m. each day. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 27th through the 30th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Melton. We're playing Coldwater tonight. So what are the game plans you want to tell us about before the game?
Well, we want to get off to a fast start and, play with extreme confidence tonight and get off to a fast start and finish. We want to play a full 32 minutes. So we've been playing about 24 minutes. So, you know, we want to put four quarters together here and, you know, and come out on top.
Yep, that's a good way to do it. And so what are you thinking as far as who we need to slow down? Are they kind of like us where they have a lot of weapons and you don't know who to go after?
Well, they don't really have like a dominant scorer like Dylan Hughes up at Parkway. I don't even think they have a top 10 leader as far as the scoring in the MAC. But they're balanced to a degree. You know, Miles Blassingame brings a lot to the table. McKibben runs the point for him if he's back. I think he's been on a concussion protocol. You know, and then Tyler Schwederman brings, you know, some things to the table. And Ethan Post is a nice player. You know, he can kind of play inside, outside, hybrid. So, you know, Coach Fisher's got a group there that's going to play hard, and, you know, they're going to compete tonight, and, you know, they're going to give us a tremendous challenge.
Yep. Well, good luck tonight, Coach. Hope we come out with a victory. We'll be back on the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Billy, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Enclave Leather Edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited all-wheel drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, and welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Pretty exciting JV ball game tonight, boys. We had a one-point lead after three quarters, and the Indians pulled away a little bit in the fourth quarter, ended up winning that baby by 9, 53-44. On some stellar free throw shooting by Landon Post. To the young man, I think he had six free throws there out of seven in the tail end. It was nice to see our boys get a victory there tonight. They came off a tough one there last week at Fort Laramie, and Fort Laramie put it to us. Dang near doubled our score up, and tonight we came back, we bounced back, and we beat the Cavaliers. Caleb Evers was our leading scorer this evening. He had 18 points, and that was followed by Landon Post with 13, and I'm thinking at least six or seven of those bad boys was free tosses. Also scoring was Wyatt Grover had six, Rick Stobey had seven, Troy Homan had four, Rex Leverett had three, and for the Cavaliers, they were led by Marcel Blassingame. He had 18 points. Luke Sweeterman followed up with 12. Curtis Durr had 6. And Evan Harleman had 4 for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Again, JV's on Fort Recovery come out on top, 53-44. We're about a minute 45 away from tip-off here in this ball game, and we're trying to come up with some starting lineups for both squads. We've watched Miles Blassingame play for Coldwater, Jeff, for 4 years here now, and he's just an athlete, and not just in basketball, but all the sports, you know. He's a good boy, too.
Yeah, it seems like every sport he plays, he's having success, and has a pretty good bloodline there with his mom being a heck of a player from Fort Recovery, and his dad was a heck of an athlete, too. So, yeah, graduation with him won't be a bad thing for the Indians.
No, that's for sure. We've seen enough of him. For the Indians, it's nice to have a couple guys dressed. You know, we missed Derek Jeter there for 3 games. We had Schmitty out for a little bit with his shoulder troubles. He came back. He got to play 2 games last week in limited roles. And I think we get him in there. Man, I don't want him to hurt that. We need that kid down the line here. So,
yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think both those kids being back and healthy is going to be a plus. And, you know, I really think this Indians team could be dangerous when tournament rolls around.
I 100% agree. We could go in there and maybe be .500 or a little better, but I'm not sure too many people want to play us. So.
I definitely wouldn't be if I was an opposing coach now.
I think so, too. We've got some size. We've got some shooters. And we just need to peak at the right time. So, hey, we're getting ready for the national anthem. We're going to run some commercials. We'll be back for the tip-off here in just a bit.
Wayne Street Market has the price and selection you're looking for to make your grocery shopping easy and affordable. Here are some of their great specials through February 4th. Their No Limit Meat Sale continues with great prices, including T-bones for just $5.99 a pound and lots more. In their deli, Eckrich Bologna, sliced to order, is just $2.99 a pound. In their freezer, all varieties of banquet pot pies are 5 for $5. And if your family is getting together for the big game, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters. Chips, dips, beverages, cold meat, and don't forget about their party trays, veggie trays, sandwich and sub trays, and of course their meat and cheese trays. Please call 48 hours ahead. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 7 p.m. each night during the winter, and they'll be closed all day on Sundays, and their deli will close at 6 p.m. each day. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
This is Joanne Glenstart from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
And welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse. We're introducing the starting lineups. Jeff, if you want to go over there.
Yes, I will. For the Coldwater Cavaliers, they'll be starting number 10, Carson Mollenkamp, a 6'1 senior. Number 11, Zach McKibben, a 5'9 senior. Number 20, Miles Blassingame.
Now we're in trouble. They turned the lights out on
senior. Number 34, Ethan Post, a 6'3 senior, and rounding out the center spot, number 40, Jesse Meyer, a 6'5 junior for their Indians. Starting at one guard will be number 3, Derek Judy. Number 12, Clay Schmitz, the 6'4 senior. Number 13, Owen Judy, the 6'3 junior. Number 22, Cal Rammel, the 6'3 sophomore. And the man in the middle, Brian Benn, about 6'6 senior, wearing number 41. So those are your starters tonight.
I'll tell you what, Kale and Owen have really been stepping up, putting some points on the board for us, and we get some help here with those seniors, and like we talked a little earlier, you know, we can be a dangerous ball club here down the road because we know we got some shooters that are not scoring as many points as, you know, and I'm not knocking any of them, but I really thought that maybe out of Regan, we might get 6-8 points a game out of him, and he showed that he can do that. He's had some awesome games, and lately he's just been kind of lacking a little bit on the scoring column. Still got his defense going, and you know, we get some points out of him, and you just never know. And like you said, we're kind of a wild card.
And you know, I mean, Owen and Kale, you know, as a coach, and you never want a kid to get hurt, but you know, with Clay being out, I think it made those two step up a little bit more and definitely made them better. And hopefully with Clay back now, it really really helps.
Start to gel a little bit. And Dylan Evers has been nothing but help for us all year. I give that kid all the credit in the world.
I can't believe how well he shoots the ball.
I know.
I've been impressed. Want to thank the Tin Cupboard for our tip-off sponsor and Hall Brothers for the foul line sponsors. And we're just getting ready to tip off here. It looks like it's going to be Jesse Meyer against Cale Rammel. We got a experienced referee crew tonight. I know we got Mr. Schoonover and the print superintendent at Fort Laramie. So should be a good game tonight.
Yep, looking forward to it.
And the tip's up, and it is controlled by Coldwater. Ethan Post has it in the backcourt off the Miles Blassingame. He brings it across the timeline over to the left side to McKibben. McKibben surveying, looking, back over to the right side to Blassingame. Kind of fumbling around a little bit here early.
He fell down on the floor, yeah, got up, missed the pass. It's like, what's going on there?
Blassingame goes over to Post on the left side. Look, backdoor cut. Nothing covered up. Good job by the Indians so far defensively.
Indians in there man-to-man.
Blassingame takes it to the left side, back up top of the key to McKibben, off the bounce, into the left corner to Post. He thought about it, pitches off to McKibben. He'll take the three from the left side, no good, ball's up, rebound fought for. Ethan Post has it, up and gets two. So Indians got to make sure that doesn't happen a whole lot here this evening, Calpe.
Yeah, we don't need to give them any second chances.
Nope, Derek Judy brings it across the timeline on the left side, ball screen from Brian Benn. Over the right side, Cale Rammel, up top, Clay Schmitz. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound number 10, Carson Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp looks to push it up. Goes across the timeline. Kick ball by Cale Rammel. So, Indians got a decent look there on that first shot.
Yeah, we're all right. We'll take looks like that all night.
McKibben's going to trigger it in for the Cavs. Up to Ethan Post on the right side. Over to the left of Glassengame, looking inside to Meyer on the left block against Brian Benn. And it's going to be a turnover over and back on the Cavaliers. So Indian faithful getting a little uncomfortable there because they didn't blow the whistle right away.
I think every one of those refs thought the other one was going to blow it because it was obvious that's what happened.
I'd like to thank our first quarter sponsor, Fort Recovery Insurance. Thank you for your sponsorship tonight. Derek Judy triggers it in the corner. Clay Schmitz off the kill ram on the left side. Dribbles, kicks the corner. Owen Judy, three ball, left corner, up, no good. Rebound battled for. Derek Judy with offensive board. Back up top, it goes back to Derek Judy. Indians get some instruction from Coach Melton here. Going to run a play. Derek to the right side off to Owen Judy. Off the bounce. Takes it up, gets stripped. Then they call a foul, it looks like.
Could be on number 40, maybe.
Actually, number. Called it. Oh, they called offensive foul on Clay Schmitz.
Foul on Clay Schmitz.
I did not see that one. So that'll be a turnover for the Indians there. McKibben comes across the timeline. Picked up by Owen Dewey. Off the left side it goes to Mollenkamp. Back to the right to McKibben. Tries to drive. Good defense from Owen Dewey. Off the left, Ethan Post. To the corner, blasting game. 15-footer up. No good. Got a friendly roll.
Yeah, he did. He got the bounce on that one.
He definitely did. 4-0 Cavs here early. 5:54 to go. Into the big man, Brian Benny. Takes it up and good. Right. Makes it 4-2, 5:47. Cavs on the run. Here they come. Left side to McKibben. McKibben dribbles top. Goes over to Blasingame. Left side three-pointer up. No good. Rebound battled. Four. Comes down to Owen Judy. Indians did a nice job there, Calpe, of boxing out.
Good box out and a nice job by Benny on the offensive end, keeping the ball up that time and not letting anybody get to it.
Definitely. Owen Judy has it up top. Over right side to Derek Judy. Back around the horn it comes to Kale. Kale has it left side up top. Brian Benn, he'll shoot that.
No, I think. Stranger to shooting that ball.
Nice curl cut from Cal Ramo and one.
Nice job, Kale.
And the foul is going to be on Carson Mollenkamp. Going to be his first. Cal Ramo is going to go to the Hall Brothers foul line to get an old traditional three-point play.
Man, you are good throwing that Hall Brothers foul line in there. Me and Steve forget that a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to get fired, Spence.
No, you're not. You just get elbowed.
Kale's up, and it's good. So Kale Ramo makes it a 5-4 game. Indians, 5:13 to go. Blasingame has it up top, guarded by Derek Judy. Over to the top of the key to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp off to McKibben. He dribbles right side to the right wing. Nice job, Indians, defensively here. Meyer has it. Over to Blasingame, left corner, inside, pick and roll off the side of the backboard, and that's going to be a turnover on the Cavs.
Second turnover on the night here for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Indians need to settle down here like they're doing, and I'll work the offensive end and get us a couple more points.
Looks like a little 1-2-2 half-court trap here by the Cavs. Trying to on a cross-court dangerous pass. Lucky we got it back. Clay Schmitz all the way across the right corner to Owen Judy. Back up top to Derek Judy. Looks like the Cavs are fall back into man-to-man. Brian Benn off the Cale Rammel. Top of the key to Clay. Clay over right side. Owen Judy surveys, sees what he has. Yeah, it looks like it might be a 3-2 zone.
Yeah, right now it looks like I can't tell if it's 1-2-2 or 3-2.
Yeah, it little resembles definitely it's a 3-2 or they're dropping the point. So see what the Indians can do. Benny sets a ball screen. Owen Judy left side off. Might have got fouled, but no call. McKibben goes on the drive. Takes that Cale Rammel up and good. Quite an athletic play, and I know that kid had a heck of a football career.
Yes, he did.
Owen Judy on the drive. Nice take.
Can't get her in.
Can't get her. Gets a shot blocked. Goes deep. Mollenkamp up and good. So the Indians get a great look, and block shot leads into transition. Makes it 8-5 Cavs. 3:40 to go here in Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Four quick points for the Cavaliers to take a three-point lead.
Yeah, they did. Indians had a little momentum, and all of a sudden, back-to-back. Brian Benn, three-pointer, top of the key, up, no good. Rebound, Blasingame. Blasingame on the run, off to McKibben, and tipped out of bounds by Owen Judy. Going to have some subs coming in here. Number 23, Jay Mollenkamp. Number 21, Tyler Sweeterman. And for the Indians, we got Gavin Toby and Regan Martin coming in, replacing Schmitz and Cale Rammel. Coldwater has it out of bounds under their basket. McKibben's going to trigger it in. Sends it out to Blasingame, left side. Looks inside to Tyler Sweeterman. Kick out to Mollenkamp. Three ball up, no good. Hard off the iron. Derek Judy with the run. He's running out left side. Back to Brian Benn. Thinks about a
18-footer, but he decides against it. Over to Owen Judy. Left side. Back to the right side to Martin. In the corner, Gavin Toby. He has it waiting for a screen. Back around the left side, Derek Judy. Up top, fumbled. Regan Martin gets it back. And there's a foul on McKibben.
Foul on McKibben, yep.
So that's going to be team foul number
two, I believe.
On them.
Only and one on us.
Going to have a sub in the game. It's going to be number 41, Kevin Fisher. I believe that's Nick's son.
Very well could be.
I think he told me last night it's his youngest son. So, and this Benny over to Regan Martin, top of the key. Looks like a 3-2 zone or a 2-3 this time. Kind of extended it out over to Gavin. To the right side to Regan. Back to Derek Judy. Derek walks across back to the middle. Indians look like they're setting up a little set here in the corner to Gavin Toby. Back up top right side in the corner. Three going on the way by Owen Judy. Just can't get one to fall.
Can't get her to drop tonight.
And that is Owen's shot. I watch him make him night in and night out in practice. Blasting game. Nice little up and under move. No good rebound to Regan Martin. Regan Martin kicks ahead to Derek Judy. Coming left side. Kicks right side. Wide open Gavin. Three-pointer. Up. No good. Rebound Mullenkamp. Cavs on their way back running at Derek Judy. Nice job, Ethan. Back to the corner to Mullenkamp. Up top the post. Post going to take a three. It's up and it's good. Makes it 11-5 Cavs. The Cavs are on a little 7-0 run.
Yes,
here.
They are. We were up 5-4. Come on.
Owen Judy throws an air ball left side. So right now, Owen's not having much success, but shooters got to keep shooting.
That's right.
Take over.
Even if you don't shoot them.
That's right. Inside Mullenkamp post up on Martin. Good defense, and he makes a shot. I think Coach Melt might be looking to take a timeout here, but 13-5, 1:30 to go. So, and Coach Melt is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. Indians down 13-5, 1:28 to go here on the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Yeah, we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Jeff Vaughn along Dave Kalp. Well, Kalpy, that was quite a two-minute stretch.
Boy, what a picture
Cavs.
Now. You know that? We came out, we got down 4-0, came back, got a 5-4 lead, and all of a sudden, boom.
It's been a 9-0 run since about the 3:28 mark. Indians triggered and need a bucket bad here. Up down 13-5, 1:22 to go here for Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Inside to Regan Martin. Got a great-looking look. Pass it up. Three for Kale. Drives left side. Up, gets fouled. So,
good, strong move by Kale.
Very aggressive move by Kale. And, you know, this is a young man that, you know, he's got a very high ceiling. I'll tell you, he just keeps getting better and better.
Every game. No doubt about it. Foul on Kevin Fisher, the sub there, the junior.
That's going to be Coldwater's third. Kale's going to Hall Brothers free throw line, and it's been good for him here tonight. He's
two for two. How about that?
Coach Melton said they would be practicing that.
And the second one up, and it's good. So we didn't jinx them. 3-13-7. Indians trail, 1:10 to go here. First quarter, blasting game brings it across the timeline, being guarded by Martin. Left side to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp over to Sweeterman. Right side to blasting game. Blasting game, top the key. Ethan Post, kick out to Mullenkamp. Three.
Ooh.
Halfway down, but the Nick.
Second
Kevin Fisher
points.
Gets a second. Offensive rebound for the Cavs and a score makes it 15-7. 48 seconds. Kale Rammel has it. He tries to operate. Picks it up back up top to Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it at the volleyball line. Top of the key. Indians running a play. Right side. Goes to Benny. Over to Gavin Toby. Left side, Cal Rammel. Little curl cut for Benny. He's posting up. Kick out for a three. I thought Cal was going to take it, and he did it. Back to Brian Benn. 24 seconds to go. What they called a foul on
timeout, but
no. 41 black they called.
That's on Fisher.
So that's his second, isn't it?
I think.
Yeah, he just had one a moment ago.
And I don't know how he, I mean, that was called all the way across the floor, but we'll take it. In comes Dylan Evers for Ben and Owen Judy for Derek Judy. 21.5 here, Indians down, 15-7.
Coach Fisher wanted some explanation on that foul.
It was away from the action. I don't know anybody in the gym that saw it except the official. We're watching the ball, so.
Yeah, I had no idea. Owen Judy getting ready to trigger. Has some trouble, has a violation. That ball was tipped, and Owen jumped in and grabbed it on his way back in.
Can't do that, so Owen.
That is a turnover.
Yeah, till his 1 foot's inbound somewhere, and that didn't happen. So.
Derek Judy's going to come back in and replace Owen Judy. 20 seconds here, 15-7 Cavs. McKibben walks it up, comes across the timeline over the left side to Post. Post back screen for Blassingame up, reverse layup, no good. Derek Judy has it. We got 7 seconds. Five, he's on the run, he drives middle, pulls up about from 5 feet, up, no good, rebound, Dylan Evers.
Too late.
And it's going to be too late. So after one, 15 for the Coldwater Cavaliers, 7 Fort Recovery. Again, we'd like to thank our first quarter sponsor, Fort Recovery Insurance. We'll be back right after this.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. I just wanted to bring somebody up to date, bring everybody up to date. Tomorrow night's game, boys host Missinawa Valley. That's been moved up 1 hour for a 5 p.m. JV start tomorrow night. So if you didn't know that, the game starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow night.
Trying to avoid the weather.
Trying to beat this snowstorm.
Sounds like it could be a good one. I don't know.
I'm ready.
Second quarter underway, sponsored by Cal's Pharmacy. Derek Judy has it on the left side. Coach Melton instructing here. Looks like the Cavs are still in a zone. It looks kind of like a 2-3, 3-2 matchup, kind of over left side. It goes to Derek Judy. Cross court to Owen Judy. Owen looks, nothing, kicks it back out to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby. Right now, the Indians just look a little.
Well, just combobulated.
Yeah.
Here. We're trying to get some offense going, and I don't know if somebody's in the wrong spot or what. Coach is yelling at him. And
then to Kale, he takes up that foul and one. So
that was nice.
I'll tell you what, Kale's off to a nice start. He's got 7 of 9 for the Indians. He's going back to the Hall Brothers foul line to make it 4 for 4 tonight. It makes it 15-9.
I give a shout out to a couple of my homies down there in Florida, Big Fee and Bubba down there.
Yep.
Hate to tell you, but the people sitting in your spots tonight are doing a pretty good job here in the fort.
That free throw's up and good. I tell you what, Bubba hadn't shown any fish on his Snapchats. I see he's been out fishing, but I don't see any catching.
He's not going to be baiting his own hook, and he ain't going to be taking
Well, you
fish
know
off.
Mudboat's got to be doing all that for him, because Bubba's not touching a minnow or a earthworm, I don't think.
So. No, but I bet he helps eat them.
Oh, no doubt.
I bet he helps fry them up.
Especially if Pat's doing all the cooking.
I don't know. They got their wives down there. Jody's cooking. Bubba ain't cooking either.
Yeah,
no,
without
a doubt. Well, they don't want him.
We got 7-11 here in the second quarter. Again, Cal's Pharmacy. We're Indians trail 15-10. McKibben triggers in. Three-pointer on the way right side. That's hard. Another rebound by Derek Judy.
Fourth rebound for Derek tonight.
He gets it tipped. Loose ball. A nice hustle by Mullenkamp, but it's going to be out on Coldwater. So Right now, you know, the Indians getting a little momentum. Would be good to get another score here.
Get back in this, baby. Yeah.
They're just hanging around here again. Coldwater's in his own. 7 minutes to go. 15-10 Coldwater. Up top to Gavin. Over the right side. Owen, get in there, buddy. Your three-pointer no good. Cale Rammel.
Nice job, Cale.
And gets fouled. I'll tell you what. Cale came to play tonight.
Yes, Calpe. He did. Came in there for that rebound on the offensive end. Tried to tip it back in and got hacked there by... Who gave him the foul there? Jay Mollenkamp with
the
foul.
Yeah, I believe it was Mollenkamp, sixth on the team. Back to Hall Brothers foul line. And Cale Rammel up, and he misses. And makes him 4-5 tonight from the line. He leads Indians with 8. Hey, the nice thing about Cale is he can just do several different things. Yeah, you know, he can guard a post. He can guard a guard. He can go inside, outside.
Spectacular this year.
And he missed those two. But Brian Benn with a big offensive rebound. Back out to Gavin Toby. Back up top to Cale. Swing around the key to Derek Jeudy. Derek Judy's got it. Indians getting some instruction. Going to run a special and about tipped away. But... And they about throw it away again. Over left side, Derek Jeudy. Back to Owen. Jeudy on the top of the key. Back to Derek on the left side. Again, Indians do look a little discombobulated.
Well,
here.
Our offensive, I mean, we're just not crisp right now.
No, it looks like they're second guessing
our
where they're supposed to be
everything.
Going. Cale with a back cut, gets it. Left side going to be moving. What are they calling here?
Let's see what's going on.
Number 11, McKibben. That's going to be his third foul. Wow, that could be big for the Cavs. So that's going to be 1-1, too. So the Indians with 6-13 going to be shooting 1-1 the rest of the way or double bonus. So.
Well, let's make these free throws.
That's right.
I think everybody's been watching and listening. We can't make free throws, so let's put them on the line.
On the night, I think we're 4-6. Owen Jeudy, hopefully this can get him in the scoring column and maybe get things going. He's had a rough night shooting. First one's up, good.
See one go through the net helps a bunch.
Hey, well, this kid's really had a nice year, too, coming from the JV team and developed his game, and he had a really nice year.
He can get it off quick, too. We was talking about that last week, how fast he can catch and release, and that's a big part.
Yeah, he's having a great year, and the next one's up and good, so it makes it 15-12, Indians trail, 6-11 to go, Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Indians in man-to-man. Bassingame has it. Top of the key off. Left side to Meyer. Flare screen for Bassingame. Looking inside. Beautiful execution. And up. And he blows the layup. But offensive rebound. Ooh, they're going to call a foul on Mollenkamp on the rebound.
Really?
Well, maybe not. I don't know. No, he looks like he changed
his mind.
Going to be on Owen Jeudy. Going to be Owen's first or second, Calpe?
I think that's his first for me.
And Regan Martin's going to come in and replace. I thought Cavs had a nice play there and
he's wide
blew
open.
A bunny shot. So, fortunate for the Indies. Back into Meyer. Little lob out to Mollenkamp. Drives middle. Kick the corner wide up and he travels. So, be a turnover for the Cavs.
Indians on a 7-0 run here, Jeff.
Been a game of runs, definitely. And it's been like 2-minute spurts, it seems like. So, Indians have it. Again, the Cavs on a little 1-2-2 three-quarter trap. Derek Jeudy has it. Surveys, comes across the timeline, picks up his dribble, looks to the middle, and got turnover. Indian, it looks like, well, a little scrum for the ball, and what are they going to call?
Yeah.
Jump ball, probably? Yep, going to be a jump ball and go to Coldwater. So that's going to end up being a turnover for the Indians there.
Derek did exactly what they wanted him to do. Brought it across the corner and stood in there and got trapped in the corner and they came and collapsed.
Yeah, and Coach Melton's not real happy with him, but he did. He took him right into that trap zone and picked up his dribble, and that's never a good thing.
No. Turnover number 4 for the Indians.
Bassingame comes across the timeline. I tell you, so far, Bassingame really hasn't hurt us.
We're holding him, yeah.
There inside it goes to Meyer, and he's going to be fouled by...
Could be Cale, I'm not sure.
I'm thinking Clay.
Clay Schmitz.
Ben Schmidt.
Smitty's second, is it?
I believe. I got him for 1-4, yeah. I got him for 2 here. I don't know who they called that. Remember we was down here and they called the foul on Smitty and we couldn't figure that out?
That is right. I think it was him again, unless that was on Owen or
something
early.
Else, yeah. Maybe that's the one I was missing because I only got Owen. Well,
how many team fouls you got for us?
3 at this point.
And we got 4. So... Meyer makes it. He makes both free throws. It's 17-12. 5:20 to go. Inside it goes to Benny. Knocked away by Bassingame. He's arguing with the ref that it went off Benny, but he's not going to win that one. So Derek Jeudy's going to take it out underneath. Indians in a box set. Cross screen comes to Dill. In the corner goes a Caramba. Fakes a three. Step back three now. Going to be an air ball. Rebound blasting game. Kicks it ahead to Fisher. Fisher back in the game with his two fouls. Over in the corner, three-pointer. Mollenkamp hard. Rebound Cal Rammel. Up to Martin. Martin comes across the timeline, right side. Dribbles, looks to attack. Kicks it out. Turnover. Just put himself in a bad position there, Calpe.
Set himself up for nothing but bad news there.
Great hustle by Derek Judy there, but he's on the end line. But, yeah, Regan drove and kind of left his feet right underneath the backboard. And that usually not a good thing happens when you do that.
Unless you got somebody wide open, you're in trouble.
17-12, Cavs lead, 4:55. Left side corner, blasting game on the drive. Pulls out in the paint. Picks up his dribble, knocked away, over the right side. Mollenkamp, another three up, no good, rebound, Brian Benn. Brian Benn, ahead to Derek Judy. Derek Judy drives, kicks to Brian Benn, top of the key. Over to Cale Ramla in the corner, Dylan Evers. Dylan Evers has it, back up top to Cale. Back around the horn it goes to Derek Judy. Derek tells the Cale to get out of there. Over left side, Dylan Evers. Dylan Evers getting pressured hard, and he's going to be fouled. So it's going to be a foul on number 21, Tyler Sweeterman. Again, Indians are in 1-1. 18 fouls for the Cavs. Dylan's going to go to the line and shoot two.
Hey, Dylan.
Hey, Dylan's given the Indians great minutes on games I've watched this year.
Big time. Big time. He's been nothing but... I tell you what, he lives there close to me. I see him outside shooting all the time, and you know, that all that hard work comes around and helps you out in the end.
His first free throw, Hall Brothers foul line, up and good. Nothing but net. He looked really good on that one. Yeah, you know, the kid had a tough, was that last year? He got his nose broke. And
Smitty popped him in practice or something, wasn't it?
He looked pretty bad for a while. And nice to see him back out here playing. Second free throw is up, looked short off the front of the rim, but it's going to go off cold water, so break for the Indians.
Yep. Pinballed off a couple of players and went out of bounds.
Got opportunity here. It's 17-13, Indians trail, 4:20 to go, Cal's Pharmacy scoreboard.
Pop a three in here and get down to one, baby.
Indians look in the corner to Cale. Back to Regan Martin. Thinks about a three. Kicks it back up top to Derek. Derek across the left side to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby off the left side. Dylan Evers. He's really not looking to shoot that right now. I'd say it looks like they're giving him an opportunity.
We know he can make them.
Yeah, he's not afraid to shoot them either.
I don't know if they know he can make them.
Back up top to Regan Martin on the drive. Good take. Goes inside off the iron. Battled for. Comes down to Carson Mollenkamp. The 6'1 senior gets the rebound. A little pressure applied by the Indians. He gets it off to Kevin Fisher. He comes up. Pulls a three. Wow.
A long ball.
Big rebound by Meyer. Up and good. Tell you what, the Meyer kid's pretty athletic.
That's exactly right, and that's 6 points on second chance points.
Yeah, that's a big thing, and the Indians just dribble out of bounds. Gavin dribbled right out of bounds. Going to be a turnover, Indians. Brian Benn's going to come back in for Dylan Evers. So, yeah, that offensive glass has been huge right now for the Cavs.
We had troubles with that at Fort Laramie. I don't understand it. We ran in troubles with that in the second half, too. Give them too many second chance points.
Indians show a little pressure. 2-1-2, full court. Ethan Post has it, looking over to Miles Blassing game, and he did travel, but Coach Fisher calls a timeout. So, 30-second timeout. We taking one, Neil, or are we staying here?
We can go over the...
Yeah, let me go over what's coming up here. Last night, hey, congratulations last night to the girls, Jeff. Nice win over Coldwater. And girls' record improves now. What are we? What are our varsity girls?
We are 13-4.
13-4.
Got tournament draw this weekend. So.
We've beat some pretty stellar teams and having a heck of a season. Congratulations to you and Holly.
Yeah, the girls are playing well. They get after it.
We got a big one next week. The girls do. At Minster, and that's going to be a barn burner. If you got a chance, you know, make sure you listen to Fort Recovery Radio. There will not be an NFHS video.
As far as I can tell, they don't have that. I thought they did, but I can't find anywhere where they have every one of their games is at somebody else's place that's on the NFHS.
Well, maybe we'll find something out in the meantime. But the girls go to Minster next week, and the boys host Minster next week. That'll be on WPGW with Radio Rob, and we'll simulcast that with the NFHS video.
Back to action. Fisher has it. Being pressured by Derek Jeudy. Goes inside to Ethan Post. He squares up. Flare screen for Nick Fisher. On the right side. Back up tight. The Blassingame. Blassingame calls out a play here. Looks like Cavs a little confused. On the right side it comes to Carson Mohlenkamp. Up top of the key to Ethan Post. He bobbles it. Being pressured hard by Gavin Toby. And Gavin Toby gets
nice
a steal.
And they're going to foul him. Nice job, Gavin.
Great job. And Gavin's going to go to the foul line, the Hall Brothers foul line, with an opportunity to cut the lead here again. It's 19-13. Indians down here. Second quarter. 2:57 to go. Sub's going to come back in. Going to be Dylan Evers. Going to get Brian Benn.
Indians so far having a decent night at the foul line. What are we, 2, 6 of 8?
6 of 8, seven, I believe. Seven, I think Kale missed
7 of 9, I think I got a score.
And that one's up and no good. Way but offensive go. Rebound, Kale Randall. That's the second time the Indians have gotten an offensive rebound on a missed free throw. So, tell you what, Kale, how many rebounds he got? It seems
right
like,
now, I got Kale down for 4 rebounds.
As I say, he seems like he's hitting the glass hard tonight.
Eric's got 4. Kale's got 4.
Left side, Regan Martin fakes a 3, picks up his dribble, back out to Kale Randall. Kale drives middle, kicks to Derek Jeudy. Derek surveys right side to Kale Randall, being closely guarded. Off to Regan Martin. Regan Martin back over to the right side, dribbling.
See, if he had confidence, he'd have popped that.
Oh, I agree. I've seen a couple of them he's had that he's there, right there. He had another opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. I think if he had the confidence, he'd have shot where he's at right now.
Derek Jeudy, left side, back up top. Eric Regan lets it go. Get in there. It's hard off the iron. Battled for. Rebound comes to Sweeterman. I have no problem with that look. It's a good look.
Heck no.
Blasting game. Pull up 3. It's hard off the iron. Battled for. He gets his own rebound on the tip out by Post. Another 3 by Mohlenkamp. Right side up. No good. Kale Rammel rebounded. I'm just shocked how many threes Coldwater have shot.
Yeah, they're firing them up, ain't they?
They are letting them go. Cross court pass. It comes to Regan Martin. Back up top, and Jim Melton's going to take a 30-second timeout.
I'll go over some more of these games coming up. The boys, like I said, they host Minster next week. That'll be on WPGW. On Saturday, the girls host Tri-Village. That's a noon JV start. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that with the NFHS video. So Tri-Village, I remember them always pretty tough at girls. Are they the same this year, Jeff?
They are loaded again. They've lost one game, and they've got two sophomores that are have. I know the one's got about 5 D1 offers already, and the other
Holy
one's going to have some.
So. You know, their boys came in here that night, and Rob and I did that game. They had 0 seniors on their boys' team, and they were undefeated at the time, I'm assuming.
They still are.
They still are.
Yeah, they are
right?
Like, they won another night by 40 again.
We gave them a good game, and that was another game that we had an opportunity to win. But
was that a game without Derek and Clay, I believe?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Indians have it. 1:40 to go. Down 19-13. 1:37 to go here in Cal's Pharmacy scoreboard. It's been a slow second quarter for both teams scoring-wise. Yeah, I don't remember what it was after one.
It was 15-7 in favor of the Cavs. So
the Indians have outscored them. Pull-up jumper by Owen Jeudy makes it 19-7. 19-15. 1:17 to go. That's Owen's fourth point. Yeah, Owen has 2 fouls it has up there on the board, so I'm guessing early that was on him.
We should have... I must have 1 for Smitty. Smitty's only got 1. Is that what they got?
Yeah, they got... Yeah, he's out of the game right now.
Yeah,
but
he's only got 1 because I got 4 now. Benny's got a foul.
Foul on Derek Jeudy on a hold underneath. Going to be his first. Team's 5th. 107 to go. Indians trail by 4. Blasting game's going to trigger it in underneath. Lob up to Mohlenkamp. Mohlenkamp kicks back out to Fisher. He fakes the 3. Over the right side to Ethan Post. Inside it goes to Sweeterman. He spins moved up. Oh, and a late call by Dan Holland on there.
Yeah, that was late.
I mean, it possibly could have been, but when the shot was up, the ball hit the ground already.
Gavin's getting
the
rebound ready.
Who was that called
on? Gavin, I think.
Gavin? That's on Gavin. I got him down as 1. Team 6 foul. 57 seconds. First free throw up on hard off the iron. So, Spencer, we split both of them, Hall Brothers foul line or just Fort Recovery?
Both teams.
All right. So, on the Hall Brothers Foul line, 0-for-1 for Sweeterman. Next one up, and that about banked in, Calpe.
Yeah, it was close to a banker.
Derek Judy on the run. Out though, and Judy, left side corner, thinks about the three. Inside Gavin. Gavin, Dylan Evers, about 15-footer. Up and good. I thought he got fouled, too. So that makes it 19-17, 40 seconds left. Mollenkamp drives, about a foul, out the Blassen game. He drives hard, looks like he traveled.
I thought he traveled
twice,
too.
I thought, but knocked out of bounds by Gavin Toby. Threes are wild on the board here, 33.3 seconds.
It'd be amazing if we get a stop here and go down a little three and take one. Late at halftime.
Smitty back in the game. Reagan Martin back in the game.
I vote for that, Calpe.
I'm with you.
Fullwater's going to trigger it underneath the basket in a box set. Fisher to trigger it in. He looks up top, Mollenkamp. Back up top it goes to Sweeterman. Sweeterman looks, goes back to Mollenkamp outside the three-point arc. Sweeterman, oh, man.
Call it on Kale, I think.
That was a ticky-tack foul, in my opinion, but... needless to say, it's going to go on Kale Ramel, his first, and going to send Sweeterman back to the line.
Put him on the line.
Last possession, 0-for-2, so he's back at the Hall Brothers foul line. And Owen Judy's going to come in for Regan Martin. Coach Melton goes a little offense to defense there.
Yep, with Owen having two fouls, he's not going to have him in on defense if he can help it. Hopefully we get the rebound and come down and do what Calpe said.
1-1, and it's hard off the iron, and rebound batted for and tipped and comes down to Dylan Evers. So Dylan Evers has it, 20 seconds up to Smitty. Smitty has it. Being closely guarded by Mollenkamp. Smitty drives, looks, throws it up.
Nice.
Dylan Evers
nice.
With a great hands. Tell you, Dylan kept it nice and high, and Dylan's got four. It makes it 19 all. Indians tie this baby up inside. Blocked by Clay Schmitz. Offensive rebound up over the backboard.
Nice and job, Indians.
Great finish for the Indians. It makes it 19-19 at the end of the Couch Pharmacy scoreboard. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any questions you may have. We are committed to excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your health care team. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. I got a few stats lined up here for us, Tater. And you know what? It's 19-19, and what a good quarter for the Indians, you know, getting behind 15-4, battle back, tie this thing up, held them to 4 points in that second quarter. And our defense picked up a little bit. They missed a couple shots. We got some rebounds, and two of the 4 points was actually an offensive putback on their end. Rebounding wise, we're actually got the lead. I got us by three. We're up 3, 16-13, but we know that they've got at least three or four offensive rebounds down there on that end.
Yeah, defensively, Indians did a really great job about midway through that second quarter, fighting back, and you know, they got to the foul line. They made free throws. Coldwater missed some free throws for us.
I did not keep track of Coldwater's free throws. The Indians are 7-for-11, so that's a great start for the Fort Recovery Indian boys here on the free throw line. Don't want to jinx them in the second half. Leading scorers for the Indians, Cale Rammel with 8, Dylan Evers with 5. All of those coming late there in the second quarter. And Brian Benn's got 2, Owen Judy with 4. We need to get Owen up and going here. We get him going, and he can light the scoreboard up in a hurry.
Yeah, he did. He has a rough time shooting the 3 so far tonight, but he had a nice pull-up jumper. He got to the line. Hopefully he can get things going.
Building a little confidence, and I think we'll be good to go, yeah.
Dylan Evers giving him great minutes off the bench. Like you said, he's been doing that all year, and he got big 4 points right there in that last drive.
Oh, man, absolutely. For the Coldwater Cavaliers, Ethan Post is leading them with 5 points. Jesse Myers got 4, and then Fisher, Blassingame, Mullenkamp, McKibben, and Carson Mullenkamp, and Jay Mullenkamp, and the 2 Mullenkamp boys. All those guys got 2. That rounds you up to 19 points for the Cavaliers. Spencer, you want to take a quick break? We'll come back here in a little bit.
Yep, we'll come back and talk till it's time to go to the third quarter. Back in
I got
a
plenty of things to talk about.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. I'll talk a little JV basketball. The Indians came out tonight with a 53-44 victory over the Coldwater Cavaliers. Caleb Evers led the Indians with 18 points, had a nice game tonight, followed by Landon Post with 13. For the Coldwater Cavaliers, Marcel Blassingame with 18 points and Luke Sweeterman with 12. That's who led the Coldwater Cavaliers. And the Indians come out on top, 53-44. We got a few halftime scores here. My boys working on some scores over here. Minster and St. Henry, they're the 2 undefeated teams in the MAC as far as the boys are concerned. Minster on top, 25-22 at halftime. Marion Local on top of Delta St. John's, 21-9. And the Parkway Panthers up 20 over the New Knoxville Rangers, 33-13. As far as our, look at some scores here right here. You know that both teams, as far as the Cavaliers and the Indians, both 7-8, coming in here to the night's game and looking here at the Cavaliers, who they played. Ooh, got beat by Van Wert, Brazales, St. Mary's. You know, St. Mary's, we got them that night. That was our opener. And, they got a pretty good year going.
Yeah, they've had a real good year. They actually played Lima Shawnee, who is unbelievable, pretty close a few weeks ago. So, Hagemeyer's doing a nice job there, and that's a good win for the Indians, definitely.
Absolutely. I see the Cavaliers played Shawnee up here and got popped by 22 points. And, I've yet to see Shawnee play.
Do we play them this year?
I don't think we got Shawnee on, but... It's a league this year. We were 3-0. We come in here and we play Marion and we jump out to an 11-0 start against the Flyers. Looking good, and all of a sudden things went the other way and we ended up losing by 1. We lost to 1, lost by 1 at St. Henry. So our two losses are right, no doubt.
I know I watched that Marion game and it was 11-0, and I was talking to Todd Holman, and the next thing I turned around, we're down 12-11.
Dang the singer.
I'm like, what happened?
Dang the singer.
I mean,
it's just
like a
You know, and sometimes that's the way it happens. But as we've been talking, I think this team's talented yet. And I think
they certainly can't give up. Because
they have an opportunity to go into tournament being a 500 team and
being loose
beating and anybody.
And not really having the pressure on them, in my opinion.
Well, I agree.
You know, last year, I think, were we the number one seed?
I think we were number one seed last year.
And, you know, maybe this year it'll be a little different. We'll have a little bit different mentality. Hey, you know, we got nothing to lose. Pressure's on them. Let's get them.
No, so. I agree. I mean, it's not bad being the underdog because you have nothing to lose and no pressure at you at all. So
perfect. All right, we'll take one more break here. We got about a minute 45 before the start of the second half. We'll be back in a bit.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Enjoy 15% off Case IH and Kubota filters, $2 off cultivator sweeps. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send in your pre-orders so we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Vaughn along Dave Kalp. And Kalpy, we're right where we're at when we started this ball game, all knotted up,
but nothing. Anyway, looks like we got the same starters on both squads going to start the second half, and the Indians get the ball first.
And, you know, here we go. Third quarter underway. Our sponsor, Fowler Mechanical. Looks like Coldwater's in a 1-2-2 half-court zone. Down the right side, Owen Judy. Back up top to Derek Judy. Derek Judy takes it back up top. Indians being pretty methodical here. Ryan Benn looking to set a little flare screen, and instead we come back to the right side. Over the left side to Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel, flare screen picked off at the dangerous pass. Blasting game all the way to the hole. Up, no good. Rebound, Coldwater. Offensive rebound and another miss, but battled for and going to be a foul on the Indians. So that's not a very good possession for the Indians.
I don't know what that was down there. But
you know, Cale, that will get you can get away with that in a JV game, but most varsity games, that pass cross court. Yep. Going to be triggered in McKibben. I think the foul was on Derek Judy is second. Into Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp left side over to Blassingame, being guarded by Ben. Out top it comes to McKibben. He's playing with three fouls. He backs it out. Looks left side to Blassingame. Blassingame, Ben on him, takes a three. Up, no good. Look good. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel up to Derek Judy, right side. Derek looks into Ben, checks it off to the right side to Owen Judy. Back around the top of the key comes to Clay Schmidt, left side. Cale Rammel looks to cut. Back up to Benny at the top of the key. Over right side, Owen Judy. Cale curls the top, looks, pull-up jumper up, no good. Rebound battled for. Cale Rammel comes up with offensive rebound. Over to Owen Judy, back to Cale Rammel. He drives middle, nice step through, and
beautiful.
A great layup.
That right there was about as good as it gets.
So Cale Rammel, first.
Nice move.
First Indian in double figures with 10, leads all scorers. It makes it 21-19, 6:20 to go.
I think Cale can thank Benny for that offense.
No kidding, that kid from Coldwater was slamming on the ground. And Cale just had to be in the right place at the right time. We're going to have a foul on Ryan Benn, I believe. 30.
I don't know who he called that. That's he called Jones
on duty. That's going to be Owen's third foul. Where did that come from?
They're calling a lot of fouls away from the ball.
So I agree.
I'm watching the ball, so I have
Ethan
no idea.
Post, 3-point, top of the key, no good. Long rebound, Derek Jeudy. Nice job by the Indians. Ready, push ahead. Kale off the Benny. Benny drives past Meyer, nice. Up and good. So nice move by the big man.
That was nice.
Makes it 23-19. Indians here on the mechanical scoreboard. And Kibben out of travel, possibly a block. Carson Mulkamp up and good. Nice little move there. That's going to make it 23-21 here. 5:39 to go. Kind of heating up here the last few possessions.
Yeah, getting a little bit tense, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Been kind of fun. Up top it comes Owen Jeudy. Gets a foot screen from Derek. Looks to drive. Gets tied up. Kicks it back up top to Derek Jeudy. Kale wants it. I think Kale wants to let one fly here.
More power to him, Kale.
I agree. He's getting, right now, they're really shifting that defense. A quick swing. I think he can get an easy three, but he flashes high post. In the corner right side, Owen Jeudy. Over to Derek Jeudy. Kale goes to high post. We got a double post over inside high post to Kale. Good catch. Shot up. No good. Off the rebound. Ethan Post with the rebound. Cavs on the run. Left side. McKibben drives middle. Nice little move. Gets a finger roll. Makes it. Makes it 23-all. 4:49 to go here. Mechanical foul scoreboard. Both teams been responding, Calpy, when the other one makes a run here.
Yeah, we got to get in some kind of offensive flow down here on this end of the floor. We talked about it in the first half, and I don't know what we're running.
I agree. I mean, it definitely, there is no flow to it, but it. Kale with a three, left side up, no good. Rebound battle for Derek Jeudy. Tries to throw it off, and Meyer comes up with it. But I agree with you, Calpy. We're doing a lot of standing and looking second-guessing
each
other. Yeah,
we got a nice job by Owen. Good defense.
Owen Jeudy with the steal. Gives it off to Derek Jeudy. 23-all. 4:11 to go here. Third quarter. Over right side it goes to Owen. Back to left side to Kale. Back in the left corner going down to big man. Bread and butter, Benny, up and good. Wow. That's a nice move.
That's what you call throwing your weight around.
I'll tell you what.
That's how you make a hole.
For a big boy, he moves his body pretty well. I give him that because that's a big kid. Into Meyer goes. Benny bought him up, kicks it back out the post. Over right side it goes to McKibben. Back up to Blassingame. Blassingame gives it to Mulkamp. I thought he walked initially. Does a euro. No good.
Euro.
Rebound for Clay Schmidt. So 25-23. Indians got a chance to make this a 4-point game. I don't know. They've been up more than two this.
I don't think so. No. Well, we did. We scored the first 4 points. We were up.
No, they did. We were down 4-0.
No. In second half. We were
second
up 4 points.
Okay.
Second half. Yeah.
That's tipped out of bounds. Kevin Fisher's going to come back into the game. He's got two fouls, I believe. And Derek Jeudy's going to trigger it in right in front of the Fort Recovery crowd. Over to Owen. Back to Derek. Cavaliers in a 3-2 defense here. Ryan Benn sets up high post, setting some screens. Over to Owen. Owen down the right side it goes. Great backdoor cut by Kale Rammel and fined by Clay
nice.
Schmitz and up and in. Kale Rammel has 12 points, so great night for the sophomore. Blassingame with a drive. Battled for a rebound. Comes down to Fisher and to Meyer. Meyer takes it up off the glass. Hard rebound. Ryan Benn, 27-23. Indians on a little run here. Derek Jeudy drives right side. Kick to Clay Schmitz. Get out. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound Meyer, but he throws it back in. And Kale Rammel with the steal. Kale thinks a three. Drive. Little floater.
Nice.
And good. I'll tell you what, Kale's looking like an all-conference player tonight.
Wow, kind of move right there, and that was impressive. Timeout, Cavaliers.
Fourth full timeout by the Cavs. Indians up 29-23. Fowler Mechanical's been good for the Indians. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Campsites for this year's event are officially sold out. If you purchased a campsite for last year's 2020 event, don't worry, you still have your campsite reserved for 2021. However, there are no additional campsites available. Check out our website, wowraffle.com, for all details related to the 2021 WOW Super Raffle. And mark your calendars to attend the event of the year, August 27th and 28th, in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
Love everything about that WOW commercial except that last WOW, that little roar that RJ throws in there.
Well, he doesn't do that. That's Owen Wilson.
That's Owen Wilson?
Yeah, we got there. Owen Wilson is famous for his WOWs. He does a WOW in every movie, so we borrowed one.
Really? Turnover by Coldwater. That's going to be
killing.
We
have it at the beginning and have it at the end.
Coach Fisher calls a timeout, and you come out with a turnover. That's just one of them things as a coach. It just really hurts. Over to Cal Ramlo and Judy. Indians have got a chance to put a nice little run here. They've scored 10 in this quarter already in 6 minutes. Nice cut. Oh, and Judy up and good.
That was offense.
That was a great job. They come off that little curl cut from the top, and 31-23, 8-point lead for the Indians. Biggest of the night, 1:48 to go. Up top it goes to Fisher. Fisher takes a long three, no good, rebound battled for, and Cal Ramlo comes down with it. Gale's got to be getting close
eight
to
rebounds.
Approaching a double-double here for the Indians.
Eight rebounds here for the Tribe tonight for number 22.
Cal Ramlo goes Owen Judy down to Derek Judy. Indians actually run a little three ball on the way. Dylan
Hello.
Evers. Nothing but net. Dylan Evers with 7 points, 8 points off the bench now for the Indians.
That is his shot, and he pulled
Indians exactly up by 11, missed shot, rebound Derek Judy. All momentum for Recovery Way. They're on the run. Cal Ramlo, offensive. Oh!
Gonna call a block.
Call a block, and he's gonna shoot. Oh, and now we got a technical. So we got a foul on Fisher, and the technical might be on number 34, Post. So Dan Holland calls a technical on number 34, Post. So, and a foul on Fisher. And initially, I think we got to send Cale a line to shoot the shot unless they called it on the floor.
Yeah, I don't know about the answer to that. I'm assuming there was language down there.
I don't know. I'm guessing. At the Hall Brothers foul line, Owen makes the first one. So Owen now quickly has 7 points. That is shooting. He wants to know who he wants to shoot the techno foul. So they actually shot the technical before personal foul, because Cale Ramel's the one that got fouled. So Cale.
Now the crump, they're going to have a little
crump. Yeah, Melton said now. Cale saying I was a shooter, so.
You were spot on there, and then we thought maybe they called it on the floor. Now they're saying, wait a minute, we might mess that up a little bit.
Yeah, so Cale Ramlo was a shooter, and I'll tell you what, if not, throw Owen back up there. He just made two.
I don't care which one.
I mean.
But between them, either one of them is going to make.
We're going to do a volleyball redo here and take it off the board.
I think at this point you can't take Owen free throws away
from
him.
You can. I mean,
the official handed him the ball.
Yeah, they gave him the shot.
That's not Owen's.
It's their error, you know, but definitely Cale was a kid that should be shooting the foul shot, so. They're going to come over here and make an explanation.
Yeah, see if you can read their lips. Looks like he's moving his
hand. He acts like he's going to take the free throws off the board. And I know Coach Melton's looking. There ain't no way they can take the points off the board.
I think that's what he's saying.
I agree.
We can't, because I already put it down on my stat sheet.
Yeah. And, you know, when they hand, if they hand the wrong person the ball.
That's their fault.
I mean, they need to be, I realize after the technical, they got a little discombobulated.
Did they take points off the board?
Yes, because we were at 36.
Did they? So they take two off the board. Now, Cale Ramlo back to Hall Brothers foul line. And that's out. So, like I said, we should have just said, let's go for it and let Owen shoot again. So, second one for Cale. It's up, and it's no good either. Wow. So, Indians. They take two off the board, and now they're going to let Owen shoot. I've never seen anything like it, to be honest.
This is a first for me.
I'm very sure that is not
coach. Now he's putting the guys back on the line. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I hear the Fort Recovery people are going crazy, Owen Judy's going to go back and shoot the technical, and it's short.
That's
so this is actually going to cost the Indians a potential
4 points.
Well, more than that. Could
Six
be
points.
Seven
Could
if
be.
We made a three.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you never know, but it's like second one's up and it's good. So now Owen has seven. So I've never seen it. I don't know how you take points off the board.
Never seen that in my life, folks.
Especially when it's their air. But
Yeah, and that's what it was.
Needless to say, it's 35-23. Indians up by 12 with 108 to go here. Yeah. Mechanical
and
foul.
And since there can't be a rebound, why would it matter which one shot first?
I agree.
Than a technicality.
I agree.
Because
neither one's going to have any teams up there in the lane. So all that said and done, Indians have it. 105 to go.
A couple hundred people here and three-fourths of them shaking their head doing the same thing we are.
I don't think anybody really knows. Derek Jeudy, right side Owen Joe into Kale. Kale, nice little floater. Almost in. Offensive rebound. Benny up and good. So I'll tell you what, Indians on the offensive glass this half really making some hay.
Getting our points back.
We are. All of them that we gave up, they're back. Now Indians are up 37-23. Indians done a nice job. Three ball top of the key up and good. Little set shot from McKibben. He has seven, makes it 37-26. Coach Melton might go for one shot here, you think, Calvin?
30 seconds, why not? You're up 11, so.
You're up 11. You get the last possession here, and over comes the Derek Jeudy. Looks in the high post to Cale Rammel. Over to Gavin. Gavin back right side in the corner to Benny. I'll tell you, Cale's really doing a nice job working that high post.
Yeah, he is working
and
good.
And now, wild shot up. No good by Derek Jeudy with 10 seconds left. I'm not sure that's what the Indians wanted.
What exactly was that?
I'm not sure. I think he lost track of the time. Three, Coldwater, three ball. Oh, about banking in and no good. So after three on the Fowler Mechanical, it is 37 Indians, Cavaliers 26. We'll be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
We're back, Portside Fieldhouse. Final quarter here, Wangler Hardware scoreboard. Indians lead, 37-26. Good quarter there by the Indians.
Great
Cuppy.
Quarter, 18 points.
No doubt, 18-7.
One of our better ones. Indians with some high pressure.
They are. They're playing a little more intensity here. Three ball, Ethan Post up. No good. Air ball, rebound. McKibben throws it in off the backboard. Sweeterman has it up and in. So, actually, I thought that should have been out of bounds when it hits the back of the backboard
it
there.
Hit the bottom and the back. That was a tough one right there. McKibben with that save.
Unfortunately for the Indians, Cavs score makes it 37-28. It goes over to Gavin Toby. Up top it goes to Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel comes right side to Owen Jeudy. Owen up top to Dylan Evers. Back to the left side, Derek Jeudy on the floor for the Indians. Derek Jeudy, Cale Rammel, Gavin Toby, Derek Jeudy, and Dylan Evers. Gavin with athletic move up.
Boy,
Sweeterman gets
move.
A little block on it. Up it goes. Blasting game, no. No good, but the official calls a foul on Derek Jeudy. That'll be Derek's third.
Look, we got a boatload of Indians coming in. Benny's coming in, and Smitty's coming in, and Regan Martin coming in also.
And I'm getting a boatload of text asking how you can take the points off the board by fellow friends of mine.
At this point, we don't know.
I'm not sure. So the first free throw by Blassingame's up. He's been quiet tonight. He's got three. Makes it 37-29. Second free throw from Hall Brothers. Foul line up and good. Nick Fisher wants to talk this over, and we will too. 32nd. Well, you want to go over anything, Neil?
What else we got? Next Saturday, we talked about the Tri-Village girls are coming here. The Fort Recovery. And the boys, we host Ridgemont. That's a WPGW simulcast with the NFHS video. I mean, I don't know if we've ever had a regularly scheduled game with Ridgemont, Jeff. Do you ever remember the playing
girls
them or not?
The girls, we have played them in tournament. With the boys, we have never played them. Is that at Ridgemont?
Nope, we were at
Ridgemont. Thank goodness, because that's a long drive.
Yeah, I think our girls played up there about 5 years ago.
I know we played them at Allen East in a tournament game in a sectional final.
I'm pretty sure it was Ridgemont where the officiating wasn't very good, let's say, so we didn't put much of the coaches' comments, post-game comments in our archives.
And Ridgemont, they got a nice team. I watched them play last week on a rebroadcast against Lima Perry, and they did a nice job. Indians have it. Get it across the timeline.
It on that press again, didn't
it? Yeah, it looks like they're going to try to turn up the heat a little bit here. Both teams with no foul issues at this point. 3-2 on the board. 37-30. Indians in the lead. Fourth quarter, that's about a turnover, and it's going to be all Blassingame. So Indians retain possession, 6:39 to go here, Wangler Hardware. Fourth quarter, Indians with Martin, Derek Judy, Clay Schmitz, Owen Judy, and Benny in there. Triggered into Owen Judy. Owen Judy has it. Coldwater back to man-to-man defense. Indians being really patient here.
Rather see us stay aggressive.
I agree. I really liked what we did at the end of that quarter. Turned up there we go. Drive, pull up, no good off the glass. Ethan Post, and it's a run out coming. Owen Judy gets back, takes a shot up, no good. Offensive rebound, nope, Smitty. Lost. And Smitty picks up the glass. So Indians fortune on that. Coldwater's on a chance to run out. Post or back up top, it goes to Regan Martin. Regan has it. He's looking. Derek Judy just took one to the chin there, it looks like. And Owen Judy has it up top. Looks like Fort Recovery's going to stall here a little bit. And I'm not a fan of it, but I guess if it gets you a W, let's do it. Benny has it up top over to Regan Martin. Turnover, Indians. That's what that happens, and it goes out the other way for a layup. So we make it 37-32, 5:38 to go.
7 points for McKibben this half.
When we try to do that against a team with quick hands, they anticipate that pass, and that happens a lot.
And this
back to his 5-point game, boys.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it's not deja vu. I know, Calpe, you guys
seen it too many times.
Seen it, so. Indians have it up top, four corners, goes to their left side to Regan Martin. Regan looks on the drive, hand off to Derek Judy in the corner. Derek walks it back up top. Yeah, Indians in no hurry.
Looks like our discombobulated offense again.
No, I agree. I think this plays in the favor of the Cavs. Indians had some momentum rolling, and Indians are just going to milk this clock here, it looks like. Dangerous pass, and guess what? Turnover. Have no idea why he tried to force it in there, but
no reason.
Fortunately for the Indians, it was a turnover. Comes back the other side. Ethan Post has it left side. Over to Miles Blassingame. Up top comes to McKibben. Off the left side. Three ball up the way. No good. Rebound Owen Judy. That could have been huge for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, they go and got fouled on
yes,
that rebound,
I agree.
Too.
5-point game. 37-32. 4:29 to go. And we got an offensive foul on Owen Judy again. He has gotten three fouls tonight off the ball.
Not even close to the ball.
I'm not sure.
I got him for four now. Is that right?
Is that his fourth?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's got 7 points. That's going to be his fourth foul.
I think, am I remembering right, they've scored nine straight on us?
I don't know.
They had 23. I think we're up 37-26
after... three. So
and they
yeah.
scored one right at the end. So,
yeah, the bad thing is we got three turnovers in a row now with that foul.
We got a total of 11 turnovers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that was travel.
The travel, three ball on the way. Blassingame, no good. Rebound fought for. Comes the post. He takes it inside. Blassingame walked again.
Blocked by
Swatted
Kale.
By Kale Rammel. Three ball on the way up. No good off right side. Kale Rammel gets the rebound, and he dribbled it out of bounds.
That was just wrong.
And I agree. I think Coldwater got away with a couple travels there, but that's how it goes. And Regan Martin's going to come in for Owen Judy. Owen with four fouls, and Coldwater's going to trigger it under the basket, 37-32. It's brought in, tip, bounce twice, back to Sweeterman. Sweeterman has it top of the key, and Cale's going to get called for a reach in on a...
Don't complain about referees on this radio, but I'm telling you right now, that was no more foul compared to what we just saw.
I agree, and that's the frustrating thing for a player and coaches, is just be consistent. And I agree, that's a little inconsistent. Inside it goes, spin move, Sweeterman up and good. Tell you what, 37-34 Indians, 3:50 to go here, Wengler Hardware scoreboard. Indians still looking inside Ben. Another. And turn. Oh, my goodness.
That was a foul.
And I'll tell you what, the Ben, right there, the Indians just got a gift.
Yeah, that was a make or break.
That was no doubt a clean steal there by Ethan Post. So.
Might have brushed his arm. Might have.
I mean, it was another dumb pass.
It was a potential for the fifth turnover in a row, and then we just about turned it over again. So Indians having a hard time.
Trying to get it into Benny with two guys on him in the inbounds.
Well, they're waiting. I mean, they're just praying on that.
Well, yeah, that's no, they, it, they know
in,
where we're going.
Comes to Regan Martin, right side. Indians, like I said, tightened up a little. Inside, another turnover.
Another bad
unbelievable.
Pass.
Unbelievable. Out it comes. Three-pointer on the way. Post up. No good. Rebound fought for. Another one chased down by Carson Mohlkamp. And Nick Fisher's going to take his fourth timeout. He's got one left. Going to be a full timeout. Indians lead 37-34, 3:29 to go. Wengler Hardware. We'll be back right after this.
Wayne Street Market has the price and selection you're looking for to make your grocery shopping easy and affordable. Here are some of their great specials through February 4th. Their no-limit meat sale continues with great prices, including T-bones for just $5.99 a pound and lots more. In their deli, Eckrich Bologna, sliced to order, is just $2.99 a pound. In their freezer, all varieties of banquet pot pies are 5 for $5. And if your family is getting together for the big game, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters. Chips, dips, beverages, cold meat, and don't forget about their party trays, veggie trays, sandwich and sub trays, and of course their meat and cheese trays. Please call 48 hours ahead. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 7 p.m. each night during the winter, and they'll be closed all day on Sundays, and their deli will close at 6 p.m. each day. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians cling to a three-point lead. I did get an update from the boys down south. They are they're got their bellies full, and now they're in the hot tub. Just Bob and Harold in the hot tub.
That's scary.
I don't like the idea. Why do we need to know that?
Oh, man. In the corner goes McKimmon. Drive wide open. Oh, and he missed a wide open layup. And they jump ball. A battle for Derek Judy and Tyler Sweeterman. I'll tell you what. Indians are dodging some bullets here, Calpy.
Oh, my God.
Was wide open and just stuck it in the bottom of the rim.
Well, we still have the same amount of points we started this quarter with, 37, and now we have 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the ballgame.
Wow. Here we go. It's 37-34. Gavin Toby on the drive. He falls down over to Martin. Martin's looking very uncomfortable right now with it. Off to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby has it. He drives, handoff to Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it on the right side, backs it up. Indians are going to say, come and foul us, and hopefully we knock down free throws. Over to and he's going to be fouled. Regan Martin's going to be fouled by McKibben. That's going to be number 4 for McKibben, and he's got 9 to lead the Cavaliers. So
looks like we're going to have a sub here.
Looks like Owen Judy and Benny's going to come back in, replacing Evers and Martin. So that's 14 fouls for the Cavs. They can be aggressive here because they got 3 to give yet before the Indians start shooting. Indians with 5.
We only got a 3-point lead. I mean, they they've got every drop of momentum right now.
Yeah, no doubt. 2:47. Gavin Toby drives, gets bumped, kicks it out to Owen Judy, kick it back out top. Right now, Derek Judy has it up top, being guarded by Blasingame. Very content. Cale looks to post up. Cale's got a mismatch and pick it up. And Indians need to be aggressive here.
Yeah,
I don't like this.
The Globetrotter weave ain't going to work.
And there we go. Inside, Gavin Toby's blocked. And guess what? Oh, Indians
Thank
get
goodness.
Fortune. Oh, and Judy gets it on the tap out. So
Ethan Post with a great save on that
one. Yeah, he did. He got up and blocked it, and Cale's got it picked up. It gets knocked away from him, and now we got a foul on Carson Mollenkamp on the push, and he's getting chippy, and he's just going to get rung up.
And he got teed up.
Wow, these Coldwater kids, I know you weren't happy with the call, but, man, just keep your mouth shut
and
play.
Yeah, and kind of puffed up there in front of the official. And
yeah, especially since you know he already is already
watching you.
Does that go down as two fouls?
Yes, it does. It'd be Carson Mollenkamp gets the personal and the technical. So Indians are going to go back to foul line, see if we can get this one right on this technical.
So is Owen the one that got fouled?
Owen is. I don't know. But Owen's first one up. Hall Brothers free throw. Good. Makes it 38-34. So, yeah, I don't know. That wasn't a very heads-up play there by Mollenkamp.
No, that.
Second free throw's up. Good. So that could be a huge here. The Indians lead 39-34.
Needed that.
So Mollenkamp's going to take a bench, and Fisher's going to come back in. So, yeah, Coach Fisher can't be real happy with that one.
No,
Playing hard, but I don't know. Indians have it. 2:05 to go. Wangler Hardware scoreboard. Derek Judy comes across the timeline, being guarded by McKibben. McKibben over to Brian Benn in the corner, kicks it back to Owen. They're going to make the Cavs come and foul them and try to run this thing out, it looks like. Derek Judy on the drive up.
Get in there.
Good, and one.
There you go.
Derek Judy hard with his left hand, goes up, gets fouled by number 21, Tyler Sweeterman. So that's going to be Derek's first two
points of the night, and they couldn't come at a better time for us.
No doubt. 41-34 Indians. 1:48 to go here, Wangler Hardware scoreboard. Dylan Evers and Martin come back in for Ben and Judy, for Owen Judy. Looks like Coach Melton might be calling a timeout after this one. Derek's going to go to the Hall Brothers foul line.
Come on, Derek.
See if he can cash in here. He eyes it, flies it, lets it go, and no good. Rebound, Tyler Sweeterman, almost a reach in, but no call. Cavs coming the other way. McKibben has it. Indians in a little zone defense. Over to Blasting Game. Three ball up, but no good. Rebound, Balfour comes down. Gavin Toby. And a steal, potentially, and Cale Rammel gets it back. So,
not a good pass by Gavin underneath
right
underneath their bucket.
Right in front of Blasting Game, and he tips it. And unfortunately for the Indians, Cale Rammel comes up for it. Over to Cale. He's being guarded by Blasting Game. Over to Regan Martin. Regan Martin drives, takes it back up top. And they're going to foul Regan. So they call a timeout. I think Coach Melton called a timeout first, I believe. So there was a timeout first by Coach Melton.
Let's see what's going on.
It's going to be a
timeout.
Brian Schoonover says, no, you called it. It's a full timeout. 1:12 to go. Indians up 41-34. We'll be back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here, Portside Fieldhouse, 1:12 to go. Indians lead 41-34. So ever since that technical, Calpe Indians kind of got momentum going here. They build their lead to 7. So
we finally scored 4 points after they had scored.
Absolutely. You know, we only got 4 points this quarter, clinging basically to a 7-point lead here. So
yeah, no doubt.
They got her down to 3 and.
Yeah, they scored, I think, 11 in a row on us, and then we just scored, it's only 4, but we're back kind of in the driver's seat.
Over to Owen Judy in the corner, back up top, they're going to foul Derek Judy, nope, he gets rid of it, now they're going to foul, about
a
turnover, I think they'll want to foul Derek after he missed that last one, 1:03 to go, Derek
34.
Judy's Going to go to the line. Foul on Ethan Post, I believe.
I don't know who he's going to call it on. There's two of them.
Yeah, he's looking. Called it on Blasting game. It's going to be his first. So Derek Giddey's going to go back to the line, shooting 1-1 here at the Hall Brothers foul line. Going to have some subs. Dylan Evers going to replace Ben. Regan Martin's going to replace Judy. 103 to go here. Wangler Hardware scoreboard.
Come on, Derek. Make these babies.
Derek Giddey back to the Hall Brothers foul line. 1-1. First free throw up and no good. Hard off the glass. So, I mean, you about got to keep the ball. Oh, and the Cavs come away. Turnover. Regan Martin gets a tip, and Dylan Evers comes up with it. So now they're going to foul Gavin Toby. So Indians with a nice job. Regan Martin gets his hands in there and tips it away.
Fouls on Tyler Sweeterman, I believe, Jeff.
Tyler Sweeterman, that's going to be his third or fourth? His third foul.
Now I'm hoping that Gavin will do what he did, two or three games ago where he came in and made
Gavin's just one of those guys that comes in, makes the shots, does his work. He missed his first one here tonight, but he's due.
He goes back to foul line, 1-1. Hall Brothers free throw line. First free throw. It's up. And he got it.
Got a baby number four.
Looked pretty confident with that one, Calpe.
I love that kid.
He's an athlete.
Yes, he is.
42-34 Indians lead. 52.8 to go here, fourth quarter. Next one up, and it's good. Great job, Gavin. Here it comes into McKibben. Coldwater's got to go. They're down 9. The Indians with a little 3-2 zone, really extending it, not to give them any shots. So
they're going to take a shot. It's going to be a long one.
It's going to have to be on a skip. There's a three up, partially blocked, and rebound Derek Giddey. So I think somebody got their hand on that. Cale has it. He's going to get – oh, they call it travel. I'm not sure he did, but
– I thought he kept his
left foot. They call that a call on Cale?
They called a travel on Cale. He must have drug his pivot foot a little bit.
Did not see that. Turnover 15 for the Indians.
Whatever the opposite of the pivot foot is, bounced twice, but I don't think he drank that. But
29 seconds. 43-34. Shot, corner, blasting game up and good, and Coldwater's going to spend their last time out. It makes it 43-37. 23.5 to go. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one right here with them.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Our schools will be open to the public for winter walking hours through the end of March. The hours will be Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. At the elementary middle school, please use the middle school entrance and walk only in the Main Street Hall. At the high school, please use the Commons entrance. Other walking options in our community are the track at the football field, which will be available most days, and the Paul Stogler walking trail at the community park.
Back here at Portside Fieldhouse, Indians cling to a 6-point lead with 23.5 seconds to go, and Indians got the ball out below Cavaliers' bucket.
Yeah, I'd say they got to get it inbounds. They're going to come and foul you quick. They get it to Brian Benn. They foul him, and no, man, no call. I mean, fouled him about three times before they actually called it.
And Sweeterman's looking at the ref like, dude, I want to foul him here.
Do I have to make him bleed before you blow this?
Do I really have to push him in the stands?
He's like, I know he's big, but I'd have to throw him on Smitty's lap over there. Bubba Smits, I guess, would be appropriate. Fourth quarter sponsored by Wangler Hardware. So,
we've talked about this. You played with Benny's dad, and nobody is slimier than
no doubt.
I don't know how he doesn't lead the nation in rebounding, because if I was in there, I don't want to touch that guy.
Benny goes to the Hall Brothers freeload and knock it down. I agree. I played with his old man, and man, would he sweat, and man.
Nothing like it.
Oh. It's I remember like going for a rebound and get your head stuck in his armpit. So Benny makes the second
good
one.
Job,
that's
Brian
good. So Indians making their free throws tonight down the stretch.
I'm going to add them up. I'm tickled to death with our
45-37 Indians. 20 seconds left. Fisher pulls up, volleyball line, air up off the front of the rim. Indians get a rebound. Regan Martin, this thing's over, Cappy.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to foul or not, but they're going to foul Derek.
They fouled Derek Jeudy. 10.2 seconds to go, 45-37.
Derek 0 for 2 from the free throw line. He's looking at him like, dude, I can't make a free throw. Why are you fouling me?
So Derek Jeudy going to go to the Hall Brothers foul line here to... It'll be two shots.
Indians are going to pick this up. Going to pick up a W here. Go 4-2 in the MAC, and we needed this one. Jeff.
Yeah, they did. You know, they got a tournament draw here in about a week, so you know, getting another MAC win in there, and hopefully get a W tomorrow night against the Valley. And
Derek on that winning side of the board.
Derek's first one's up and no good, because they're going to have a heck of a battle next Friday night here when they got Minster coming to town.
That's going to be a good one. And boy, I tell you what. That would be a major morale boost.
And Derek missed the second one, so Derek goes 0 for 3 down the stretch here. Three-pointer, Mullenkamp up, no good air ball, Gavin, and this is all over.
Nice job, Indians.
And the Indians win 45-37 on the Wengler Hardware scoreboard. We're going to take a break, and Calpe will be back with all your stats.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wengler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wengler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wengler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Like to thank tonight's NFH logo sponsor, Performance Physical Therapy. They do a great job out there. Unfortunately, I've been there a couple times.
Oof.
Fort Camp's Excavating and Cooper's Farm. Again, the Indians with a nice victory here tonight, 45-37. Really, Calpe, you know, that technical did kind of take the air out of Coldwater Sales. They never scored after that. It was 37.
And they were on the roll. We were talking about how we were out there doing our Globetrotter weave and trying to hang on to that ball, and we weren't in favor of it. It worked tonight. We come out, we win this game by 8 points, and a nice victory. Indians improved to 8-8 and 4-2 in the MAC. Nick Fisher and his boys, they dropped to 7-9, and they go to 2-4 in the MAC. For the Indians, we were led tonight by Cale Rammel in points. He had a nice game, worked hard on both ends of the floor, Jeff, and I thought Cale was probably our MVP. Had 9 rebounds, 14 points, and he was just a leader on the floor tonight. And for Owen had 8, but he had a great second half. I mean, he came back. He really helped us. And Dylan Evers had 8, and that might be the most important points of the game for us. And Dylan off the bench with 8 points.
No doubt. Dylan came in there and gave him a spark right before half and actually scored 2 buckets in a row, I think, to make it a tie ball game at half.
And we needed them babies.
Yeah, and we did. Now, you know, I thought Cale really stepped up and kind of took them on their back there for a while in that third quarter. And, you know, Owen struggled shooting the ball, but the good thing was he actually went and got some pull-up jumpers and went ahead and got away. We're going to take a break, absolutely. And Coach Melton will be here with you in a second.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard.
Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 27th through the 30th. Stop in and save.
All right, welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. We got the post-game wrap-up. We got Coach Melton up here with us. And, Coach, congratulations on a nice MAC victory. It gets us to 4-2 in the league, gets us back to that 500 mark, and gets us ready for tomorrow night, too, you know?
Yeah, thank you. I'm proud of the kids for fighting through some adversity. We struggled to score there in the first half, and the kids found a way to, you know, fight, scratch, and claw their way back into it. And I told the kids at halftime it was even.
Yeah, right. We got it back to 19, and I didn't think we was going to do that.
New ball game, 0-0. So, you know, and then we kind of regrouped on some things that they were doing and made some adjustments. And, you know, kudos to the kids. They come out and, you know, they found a way to win a tough ball game.
Our defense, and I like the way you spread that defense out there towards the tail end, make them get out way away from the bucket.
Right.
And they didn't have an answer for that. But I do have to bring up that one sequence in the ball game when we had a technical foul. Cale Rammel goes in for the drive, gets fouled. They call a blocking foul on the shot. And then I'm not sure it was the same kid. I don't think it was the same kid that actually got the technical, was it? But it doesn't matter. But they call a technical foul. And next thing you know, we got Owen Judy at the line shooting free throws. Owen makes both free throws. And then you're like, wait a minute. My guy that got fouled, he has to shoot his free throws yet. Right. So then they discuss and they take Owen's 2 points off the board. And I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it. So.
Well, the lead official, I believe his name is Scott Malk. He was the lead official. He made the call down there, and it was just an innocent error on his part. He put Owen up to the line. He had the guys mixed up on who was supposed to be shooting, and the way Dan Holland explained it to me, one of the other officials, was that when that sequence happens, it goes in the order. So the Kale should have been shooting the free throws first is the way they explained it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shoot the technical, then it's our ball out of bounds. That should have been the sequence of events. So the gentleman that made the call kind of, you know, got it mixed up a little bit there.
And they took the two. I mean, that obviously didn't make a whole lot of difference in the tail end of this ball game, but it could have made a huge difference in this ball game, and you never know. It could have been a huge swing.
Yeah, we ended up one of the four free throws, and we for sure had two of them. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know,
and that was one.
What could it have hurt to let those foul shots stand and then let Kale shoot his, because there wasn't going to be anybody there. It's going to be our ball out of bounds. There's nobody rebounding.
I asked the same question, but they said they have to revert back to the sequence of events the way it took
place. Even though it was their fault.
Kind of
like an inadvertent whistle.
Yeah.
You know, they can't take back the inadvertent whistle. So, similar situation.
It was one of those things that I don't think I've ever seen. And Coach, I don't know if you've ever seen quite like that, but for the innings tonight, we go to the line 25 times, which I love to see. A couple of these games that I've done on the radio, you know, we've been at the line 4 times, 6 times, 5 times.
In the last couple games, you know, down at Fort Laramie, well, at St. Henry was at the line 21 times. At Fort Laramie was at the line quite a few times. Tonight, 25. Tonight we make 14. Right. And, you know, I'm not going to pick on Derek Jeudy. Derek was 0 for 4. So if you take him out of there, you know, then we're looking a little better on our free throws. Right. But, you know, I'm happy to see that, and I'm sure you are too.
Yeah, but for someone looking at those numbers, yeah, we obviously want to be better. But if you recollect the first part of the game, our free throws are what kind of keeping us close because we couldn't score. We were struggling.
Absolutely.
And,
we talked about that.
I put the old Bob Knight rule in my pregame speech up there. We want to make more free throws than our opponent attempts.
Yep.
And, you know, so that's kind of an old school Bob Knight thing. And, you know, we lived by that mantra last year.
You know,
and we got to get back to that.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure how many free throws they took. I have no idea to keep track of that tonight. But it was nice to see us go to the line. It was nice to see Cale have a great game. And it was nice to see us pick up a victory with Owen not having his best shooting night, you know.
Yeah.
So I look forward to him getting back on track. And you know, I think we're becoming dangerous here.
Yeah.
And
Owen will come back around. He'll be okay. Owen's been phenomenal with his attitude and where he's been. It's been he's been a pleasant surprise for
us. Absolutely. So tomorrow night we got the Blackhawks coming in from Missinawa Valley. And I know normally you don't take too close of an eye and look at those guys until after tonight's game. And I don't really know what kind of record and stuff they have. Are you familiar with
it? Yeah, Tim Bargy's still the head coach down there, and he does a nice job. Remember, he used to be at Versailles, took them, won a state with him. He does a really good job. And he, you know, he's kind of undermanned this year.
Right.
Kind of got one of them 6 foot and under Gus Macker squads. You know, they're not very big.
Right.
They're 2-13 overall. But they're scrappy. They're fighters. You know, they're not going to come in here and lay down.
If you remember
last year, Ryan Post had to step up to the plate for us and kind of got us through a struggling night. And, you know, because we went down, I think maybe our guys on the bus ride overlooked, it's Missinawa or whatever.
You know, so you got to be ready.
Yeah.
We do have the game, and if nobody had heard me earlier, we are starting that game 1 hour earlier at 5 o'clock is the JV start, getting ready for a little bit of snow coming into the fort here tomorrow night. But Coach, I wish you good luck, and I appreciate you coming up here tonight. Let's keep the train rolling. What do you think?
We're going to try.
I love it.
We're going to get hot here.
I love it. That's Coach Melton, folks, and we appreciate him coming up. We'll be right back to wrap things up.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We are back here at Fortsite Fieldhouse, where the Indians come away with a 45-37 victory. Kep, you got a couple stats or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, we just had a one of those games where the Indians started out and got behind, and then tied it back up at halftime, 19-19.
Streaks and streaks and streaks.
Had a great third quarter, scored 18 points in the third quarter, took a 37-26 lead, and then, you know, kind of put it in the cooler, like we like to do, and we hung on. No, we hung on. We scored 8 points in the fourth quarter. We come out of here with an 8-point victory. The big thing is, I did want to talk to the coach about that technical, because that was quite some play and something that we've never seen before, probably never see again.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things that the coach was like, no, wait a minute. You know, he was even confused about it. But, you know, in the end, they made it right, did what they had to do, and it didn't hurt the outcome of this ball game. So, folks, tomorrow night we do have a 5 o'clock start. We're going to have a new guy on the radio. Derek Bax is going to join me tomorrow night.
That'll be good.
For the basketball game.
Because Fee deserted us.
Yeah, Big Fee's down in Florida. He's in a hot tub with Big Bub, and They probably got the fish they caught today swimming around in the hot tub is what I'm thinking. So, anyhow, folks, talk to you later. I'll be back tomorrow night. Thank you, Neil.
And we do want to thank our NFHS logo sponsors, and those are Performance Physical Therapy, Fort Camp Excavating, Cooper Farms, and Dave talked about the Mississinewa Valley boys game tomorrow night starting at 5. Next week, Thursday, the girls play at Minster, and that'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, I believe. And I don't think there's NFHS video with that. They may have something else, but I'll have to find that out this week. On Friday, the boys will host Minster right here in Fort Recovery, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. And, of course, here at home, it'll be with the NFHS video. And then Saturday, the girls will host a tough Tri-Village team, noon JV start, and that'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. And the boys will host Ridgemont Saturday night, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast with the NFHS video. So I want to thank our sponsors for tonight: Wayne Street Market, Cooper Farms, Miracle Lanes, Kelp Pharmacy, Fowler Mechanical, Wangler Ace Hardware, Fort Recovery Insurance, Hull Brothers, Tin Cupboard, Fort Camp Excavating, K&L Tractors, and Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Again, the Indians with a 45-37 back-and-forth contest, and we'll be back tomorrow night right here with Mississinewa Valley. Again, 5 p.m. JV start to beat the weather. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.